Welcome to another episode of Classroom to Calm, where we get teachers and staff of LeGrand School District ready for the weekend. Really, the goal of this podcast is to promote self-care, promote recharging, have you head into the weekend with real goals about taking care of yourself and to get you ready for the next week. So I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Marshall.
What's up, Kyle?
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
So my name is Kyle Pfaffenbach. I'm an associate professor of health and human performance at Eastern Oregon University. I'm the director of our LEAP lab. I want to take a quick second before we get started and give a shout out to those of you that have already started listening to our Fit to Teach episodes, which air every Monday, get you ready for a busy week at work. Every other Wednesday, Scott Carpenter will be publishing interviews with folks from the school district. Mm-hmm. Those episodes are called Turning Point. They're very cool. Last week was the first episode of Turning Point with Principal Monica West. And I would definitely encourage you go to listen to that. The other thing I want to say real quickly is if you're curious about your health, if you're curious about where you're at with certain things, make sure you take advantage of our health exploration program here in the lab. This is one-on-one. I'm not using the word assessment or test. We're saying that these are health explorations. So it's really taking advantage of the equipment that we have in the lab. This is supported by the school, and we offer it to any teacher and any staff member in LGSD that want it. Basically what this is, you come in, we can do everything from biofeedback to look at stress and the impact of different stress reduction techniques to reducing stress in real time. We can hook you up to an oxygen analyzer that we get a really good estimate of how many calories you burn in a day. We can have you walk and figure out how many calories you're burning and really just demonstrate how impactful walking is from a metabolic standpoint. Mm-hmm. We just have really cool interactions and talk. We had two subjects this week. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. We're super excited that they came through. And yeah, I really want to encourage and use this platform to encourage people to reach out to us and reach out to Scott and to get in touch with us. You can email us as well. He shared our contact information. You can look me up on the EOU website. You can go to eou.edu/leap, which is our lab website. We're in the process, thanks to Nathan, of working on a teacher dedicated website. Mm-hmm. For the lab. So a lot of cool, exciting stuff happening. And we really want to get as many people in here and interact with them. How was testing for you this week, Nate? What was that like?
Super fun. Obviously, I'm still learning that way. Learning how to do it. So it's great, obviously, doing it with you, seeing those interactions. It's super cool. I've done most of these tests from in a lab, just for a classroom, for the class, for the purpose of grades and getting that information. But now it's cool to actually be able to apply it and beyond the scope of just collegiate athletes or college students. It's cool to just apply it to the average person.
Yeah, we've had some things have gone well, some things mm-hmm. haven't gone. Like, yeah. It's like a lot. It's
human sort subjects.
Of, yeah, please, human subjects. Yeah. Like, it's things happen and you roll with it and it's super fun. It's super interesting. We've had impactful conversations and our opportunity to talk about exercise, wellness, weight, nutrition, all these things around wellness that you've been learning in class for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And now really you're seeing, we're getting the opportunity to work with people in the community and try and make our schools a healthier place, our community a healthier place. And
yeah.
People and just trying to impact people positively. And that's really what our goal is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for all the hard work that you're doing. Appreciate and those of you that are interested in following this exploration and getting in the lab and seeing what that's all about, take advantage of that. Super fun. Yeah. And totally. It doesn't matter. I've heard some people say, I want to be in better shape before I come in. This is not that kind of test.
Yeah.
We want you to come in. Let's talk about where you're at, what you want to do, what your goals are. And hopefully we can provide you information that helps with that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. For Classroom to Calm, we follow, so it's a little bit of a looser format than our Monday sort of article reviews, but I do think it's good to, as opposed to just riffing on a random topic and saying, I believe this or I believe that, I do having kind of a base article that we can point to on the topic that we wanted to discuss. So today's topic is mindfulness, and we have an article that was a, when was this thing published? I'm trying to look. Oh, it's a little bit of an older article, 2016 article. So a lot more has come out since then. But this article I thought really hit home based on some of the research that I've been doing around teacher and teacher stress. And it's called Systemic Review of Mindfulness Practice for Reducing Job Burnout. And so I guess I'm going to open it with this question to you, Nathan. Like, what do you think of when I say mindfulness?
Honestly, I think since we started the podcast, I think it's changed a little bit because there's
Okay.
so many different like factors that go into mindfulness.
Sure.
If you ask me like beginning of the year, I would think mindfulness, some words come to mind is like meditation.
Meditation. Yeah. I
That's
think that's super
yeah,
common. Yeah.
yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything that kind of can help your mental state.
Yeah. And I think that when people hear things like, oh, I don't meditate, or I'm not gonna meditate, or there's an initial reaction sometimes in some people. We're not saying this for everybody, we're just saying sometimes for some people. And there's really, we're an academic institution. We look at things that go through the academic process. Western science is one way to approach increasing our understanding of different topics. And so from our perspective, from looking at this from an academic standpoint, I really like this definition that they said in the article, which is that they just said a person who practices mindfulness goes, this is a quote from the article, a person who practices mindfulness goes about his or her day being in the present moment and acknowledging rather than judging events and emotions. And in this is the academic definition of mindfulness. So this came from this gentleman named Jon Kabat-Zinn. He was the one that really demonstrated that mindfulness has really beneficial health effects and has been a huge proponent of sort of understanding the, I guess this might not be the best way to say it, but demystifying things around mindfulness, like showing objectively that this, he's been a big proponent of showing objectively how this can benefit people. And the idea of going through things without judging is this idea that if when something happens throughout the day, we often categorize those things as like good or bad. And granted, I am not a social psychologist. I'm not a clinical psychologist. I want to make that very clear. But it doesn't mean we can't talk about the benefits of this sort of thing and trying to describe it. And so if I stepped in gum or dog crap, and I might have judgmental thoughts about that, if I was approaching things in a non-mindful way, where I would say, of course, this would happen to me on this day. I'm going to have a bad day. Oh, this is a bad thing that's happened. And what being mindful means is you take a step back and you take away the meaning and judgment that things have, and you just think about them as like events that have happened. Now, that doesn't mean that you just passively go through life, letting whatever happens to you happen to you, and then not having emotion about it. That's not what you're saying. You're just aware that what I'm doing right now is the thing that I'm doing, and my future worries or my past worries or past regrets are not actually impacting me at this moment. I just want to be in this moment. And a lot of ways that mindfulness is grounded in is the breath. And people don't really think about their breath all that often, but mindfulness breathing is something that you hear about in this. And it's really just taking a couple minutes to focus on this thing that you are doing in real time that is supporting life in your body. And doing that for a few minutes can be very calming. So I don't know if you experience this with like stress around either school or sports or those sorts of things.
Well, I was going to say, I think like this kind of new approach to mindfulness is I have a couple unique things where I feel like I'm practicing it. One of them is when I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this could be applied. I feel the same way when I'm walking, but I'm just going to say running because just putting one foot in front of the other and feeling your feet on the ground. And that is when I also feel very aware of my breath when I'm doing that, just because whatever. But so switching from that kind of mindset of it has to be like meditation, you have to be closing your eyes. Like you can be practicing mindfulness when you're putting your body through a stressful situation.
Absolutely.
And another situation where I feel it the most is when I'm cooking, because you could be having a terrible day, but you have to cut that onion. You have to put that chicken on the
Just
step,
step by step.
step by
Yeah.
step. And
Moment by moment.
exactly.
Yeah.
And so these kind of my, you can, moral of the story is what I'm trying to say is I've learned to feel mindful and practice mindfulness in kind of anything I'm doing. It doesn't have to be yoga, that meditation, that walk. You can be mindful when you're doing homework, you know,
Sure.
when you're listening to a lecture. So I'm trying to incorporate that just throughout my day, being mindful in everything I'm doing.
I think it's such a good, you're wise beyond your years. But I think it took me a much longer than, what are you, like 22? It took me a lot longer than that to realize some of these things. So it's super impressive. And so where this has made a big impact for me is, again, I'm not that sit with my eyes closed and meditate. That's never really been something I connected to. Where I recognize mindfulness is when I'm having really strong emotions. And I know that this is something that, like, we try and teach our kids, and maybe some of you employ these techniques in the classroom as well, where you can just acknowledge the big feelings that you're having or that someone else is having, and not necessarily trying to change those immediately, but you're also, I wouldn't say distance myself, I'm just trying to feel them. And say, okay, I'm feeling this way right now. That doesn't have to have a lot of meaning. And it doesn't mean I have to react in a specific way right now. I can just sit here and feel this feeling. I can feel sadness. I can feel frustration and be mindful of those things and let those feelings be there. Because I think what happens a lot of time with how fast-paced things are and how reactionary things are in modern society, that we a lot of times don't take that extra beat before we respond or react or those sorts of things. And this has real implications, is what this basically study is showing us, is that this can the these sorts of techniques can have real implications for burnout and stress. And this is one of the things I'm really interested in, because this is really the main goal of Leap Into Wellness and this teacher program and this staff program that we have. You all are amazing. You have a very high stress job. You take on so much emotionally, both from people, you can say, above you, for teachers, particularly admin, and from kids. So and teacher stress and teacher burnout is a very real thing. And this is something that they talk about in the article a lot. They describe job burnout as inadequate response to chronic occupational stress across three dimensions. This can include feelings of emotional exhaustion, feelings of depersonalization, and feelings of a lack of personal achievement. And I got into this to make a difference. Is it even making a difference? That sort of thing. And this is well documented, both anecdotally and objectively, where teachers have a lot of burnout and they're under a lot of high stress. And I presented to teachers a couple of weeks ago at an IMESD about our program in health and wellness, and just leave it. It's fine. We can, I don't know. Maybe we can figure out how to turn down background noise or something. So when I presented to IMESD a couple weeks ago, I did a lot of research on this. And one of the most astounding studies I came across was a report demonstrating that there were higher levels of stress and anxiety for teachers during COVID than healthcare workers or military personnel. So it just goes to show there, when teachers say, "I'm very stressed out, I'm burned out," we want you to know that we hear that. We hear that anecdotally. There's also a lot of evidence that shows that. And in this paper is very cool because they looked at a whole bunch of different studies that demonstrated objectively the positive benefits of going through a little bit of mindfulness training. And some of the studies were like 5 sessions, and 3 months later, teachers are reporting like significant benefits in handling stress and dealing with adversity and those types of things. We wanted to introduce this topic. It's something that we're going to talk more about. It's this tool that you don't necessarily fall out of the womb. That's a saying I always say. Like, we have to learn this. We have to train at it. But there's a lot of good resources, free resources. There's a lot of free apps online. There's some paid resources like a Calm app or Mindspace. There's actually a UCLA has a lot of free resources. So the UCLA Mindfulness Center has a lot of free resources, and they can train you in this idea of implementing mindfulness into your daily routine. And this has real benefits specifically for teachers and people with high stress positions. I don't know. What did you get out of the article? Was there a take home or something that you thought was interesting? Put me on the spot.
Yeah, no, you're putting me on the spot, but that's okay. I guess just reiterate what I said
Take a
earlier.
deep breath.
Yeah, no, but yeah, no, my, yeah,
Be mindful. I'm putting you on the
just be
spot.
present in whatever you're doing.
I thought that the running one was great. A lot of people, so repetitive exercise can be this for people walking, running, swimming, hiking, where you're really just, what do I smell? What do I feel? What do I, and you're open to all of it. And again, it sounds mystical, but for those of you that have come in and done the teacher training, one of the really fun experiments that we do is we have a biofeedback sort of device that clips to the participant's ear, and it can measure this thing called not it measures this thing called heart rate variability. And heart rate variability is a measure of stress. So the higher your heart rate variability, the lower your stress levels. The lower your heart rate variability, the higher your stress levels. And most people in our experience, when they come in, we clip them up to the thing, we have them sit for 5 minutes. They're pretty stressed. They're coming in after a long day at work. They're pretty keyed up. And then what we do is we say, just sit for a couple minutes and follow this sort of like figure that expands and contracts, and follow your breath. We slow down the breathing to 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. And I know Scott's talked publicly about this. When Scott came in and did it, his sort of relaxation score, if you will, or his heart rate variability score increased by, I think it was close to 4 or 5 fold within 5 minutes of doing some just calm breathing. So I think that I cut you off,
That's good.
but I really wanted to, these are things that we can use in the classroom, we can use in our personal lives. And as you head into this weekend, I guess the action item is take a couple minutes where you're just really immersed and mindful of exactly what you're doing in the moment. Could be cooking, could be exercising, could be meditation if that's the thing for you. And then really notice how you feel afterwards. And then try and take advantage of some of the resources, come in and explore this a little bit, see the equipment that we have for measuring this, and just try and be mindful this weekend.
Yeah, totally.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
I like it. All right. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Give us a shout and come in for some teacher testing. Look into mindfulness. Get your sort of develop your own approach to mindfulness, whether that's it could be meditation, it could be exercise, it could be prayer, it could be a lot of different things where you're just fully in the moment. And the evidence suggests, and articles like this one suggest, that it can be really beneficial for teachers and administrators and staff that are experiencing burnout. So, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on Monday with another Fit to Teach, and have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.